Welcome to On Good Authority. This is Barbara Alexander. You will be listening now to a sample of our interview with Keeley Combs, PsyD, who is talking to us about friending on Facebook and her social media policy.
Let's talk about friending. Do you accept friend or contact requests from current or former clients? Before we answer this, I sort of got onto this subject when a former patient of mine from 20 years ago asked to friend me on Facebook, and it just made me think about everything.
I think it's quite tricky for people when it's former clients, because I think it brings up for people, when is the relationship really over? Is this terminated? Is there the chance that somebody might return to treatment? And I think in the example you provide, that's quite a bit of time that's passed. And how is this person thinking of you? And how are you thinking about them and your role in their life at this point? And I think it's a lot more complicated with former clients, since we don't have the same ability to process it with them and, talk about the meanings they're making of it. And it seemed, for me, it felt really important to be explicit in the policy about what I do with former clients, since this may be my only chance to communicate that to them, unless we're going to have like a complete whole new conversation about something that for many people just is a very simple impulsive moment to send the request. So I felt like I wanted to address both current and former clients in my policy.
And your policy is that you do not accept them as friends on any social networking site. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will say that the primary motivation for that is really that we have this duty to protect confidentiality. And while some people may say just, accepting them as a friend doesn't provide any personal health information to others, it's not indicating the nature of the relationship, but it's creating a visible link to them and giving them a particular kind of access to our lives and us getting a different kind of access to their lives. And I think that there really are potential confidentiality pitfalls inherent in making that connection and opening that connection, particularly if they start emailing you on the site about information related to their past relationship with you or posting things on your wall and about the therapeutic relationship. And I also think that if you are accepting current or former clients as friends on these sites, you're giving the indication to these folks that other people who you're connected to may also have been in treatment with you. And I think that can be a little problematic.
We hope you enjoyed this little taste of things to come in our program, Ethics 10, Facebook and Google and Twitter. Oh, my. To order, just return to the OnGoodAuthority.com website. This is Barbara Alexander. Thank you for listening.